Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of the destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near
you. Shalom, and welcome to the 9th program of His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to hear more, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13 through 17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you. Both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience, as outlined throughout his entire word. The difference is in that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishment upon himself, so that we could have a fresh start clothed in his righteousness before Yahweh our Father. John chapter 1 tells us, Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal His people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, His Word, is still able to heal His people today. If you have questions, please email us at hwh@hiswordheals.com. Each week's prayer time is based after the pattern that Yeshua taught in Matthew 6:9-13, with a focus on healing, while we pray in agreement with a variety of new scriptures each week. This is followed by a teaching series currently focused on the upcoming fall feasts and preceding season of repentance, which was kicked off by a total solar eclipse across the entire U.S. just prior to Elul 1. But right now, let's take a few moments of silence to prepare our hearts to pray to our Father in Yeshua's name. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Blessed are you, Yahweh our Elohim, Creator and King of the universe. You have blessed us with your Torah of truth. You have blessed us with the whole counsel of your living word. By the power of your Holy Spirit, through the completed work of Yeshua our Messiah, you alone have planted among us life eternal. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Elohim. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vayed. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim, Yahweh is one. Praise be your name, O Yahweh, and your glorious sovereignty for ever and ever. You said King David was a man after your own heart. David knew how to praise you and glorify your name, so we want to praise you as well with some of David's psalms. Today we will praise you in agreement with Psalms 146:1-10, 148:1-13, and 150:1-6. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise you, O Yahweh, O my soul. While I live will I praise you. I will sing praises unto you, my Elohim, while I have any being. We will put not our trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returns to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the Elohim of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in you, Yahweh, our Elohim. You made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is. You keep truth forever. You execute judgment for the oppressed. You give food to the hungry. Yahweh, you loose the prisoners. You open the eyes of the blind. You raise them that are bowed down, and you love the righteous. You preserve the strangers. You relieve the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked you turn upside down. Yahweh, you shall reign forever, even our Elohim, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye Yahweh, praise ye Yahweh. Praise ye Yahweh from the heavens, praise you in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded, and they were created. He has also established them for ever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise Yahweh from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of Yahweh. For your name, O Yahweh, alone is excellent. Your glory is above the earth and heaven. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise Elohim in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise you, Yahweh. Praise ye Yahweh. Thank you, Abba, that you are our Heavenly Father, that we are your set-apart children. Thank you that you alone provide for all of our needs. Thank you for our homes and families, for the food that we are blessed with and the clothes that we are wearing. Those of us that are healthy, glorify and thank you for your healing promises and the good health that we are blessed with. Those of us, Father, that are going through a time of trial regarding our health, Abba, we also pray for and trust in your healing, that we would all be miraculously healed by you. We are told that by Yeshua's stripes we were healed. Our healing has already been proclaimed by Yeshua and by you in your word. We know that we are already healed now. Please manifest that healing in our flesh today. Bind up and cast out all sickness and disease, all attacks from the enemy, that they would be powerless against your people that you have healed, that we would fear not, as you instruct us over and over throughout your word. Show us where we have opened the doors to curses or sicknesses, and teach us to shut them. Show your people where we are in error, and the straight and narrow path back to you. Then empower us to walk it, and heal us completely, so that we are able to glorify you for your glory. Allow us to proclaim miraculous recoveries that don't need the help of modern medicine or doctors, that no one could dispute how great our Elohim is. Thank you that you do heal the sick and cleanse the lepers and cast out demons. Thank you that you don't leave the fatherless without a father, nor the widows widowed. Abba, we know that there are many of your people all over the world that are going through trials and hardships right now, Abba, and only you know the reasons for that. We pray for them right now, Abba, the children that have been abandoned or abused, the poor that are without homes, the families that are separated or broken. We know that these hardships are caused by the sins of mankind and are falling away from your righteous laws and right rulings, but we also know of your great mercy and love for all of us, that you have provided a way back to you through your Son Yeshua. We ask for your merciful Spirit, called the Comforter by Yeshua. We ask that he would be poured out on all of your people, that we would turn and glorify you, that Yeshua's words would be burned into our hearts and minds, that your healing and provision would be poured out upon all of us. We especially want to pray for our brothers and sisters that are down in Texas, that have lost homes or loved ones in the hurricanes and subsequent deluge. We pray for their faith to be strengthened as never before, for them to feel and know your powerful presence and to walk the path you have set before them without fear or sorrow, knowing that all things work together for good to those that are called to your purposes, knowing that you have great things planned for them and that this is a new beginning. Provide them with new homes or the ability to repair their homes. Bless those that are selflessly helping neighbors and strangers as they are fulfilling Torah, whether they realize it or not. Send your messengers to deliver your message and your provision in their time of need. We also pray for those that are the enemies of righteousness and right ruling, those that are taking advantage of the misfortune of others, those that are pillaging or stealing during this disaster. We pray, Abba, that their eyes would be open to what they are doing and to who you are, that they would repent and turn and instead help those in need. We know, Abba, that many of them are likely victims themselves, victims of our godless society that has taught them that they are nothing more than animals, and that the rule of the jungle is either eat or be eaten. We pray for them. We pray for an end to that lie and all of the blasphemous lies of the enemy, especially those that are taught in the classrooms of America, to young children who have no choice but to sit and listen and absorb those lies. The lies that teach them you don't exist and that your creation is just happenstance, an accident of nature. We pray against and bind those lies in the name and authority of Yeshua our Messiah and King. Forgive us for our part in tolerating and distributing those lies through our participation in a system that uses our tax dollars to fund those lies. Please forgive us for not speaking out, but instead condoning the lies through our silence and inaction against these and many other lies and sins that are perpetrated in our names through our government that we tolerate and or support with our participation and tax dollars. Father, all of these things we repent of. We also pray, Father, for all of those that are up in the northwestern states. There's smoke covering thickly over many homes, Father. We pray for the fires to be quenched. We pray for rain to come. We pray for the smoke to be blown away, Father. We pray for all of the selfless people that are out there fighting the fires and helping neighbors. And we pray for all those that are being evacuated and whose homes are in danger. Abba, we pray that you would send relief in the form of rain, Father. Put the fires out, save the forests, save the animals, save the people's homes, Father. We just pray that your people would be protected, Abba, and that their homes would be protected. Please, Abba, free your people from the bondage that we are currently under, which most of us don't even realize. Open our eyes to the truth, your truth. Gather us and shepherd us out of bondage into freedom that is your kingdom. Please prepare our hearts for that today. Teach us to love one another and fill us with your love, that we would be a light able to shine your love to the world and especially to each other. Teach us to be humble and give us a humble heart of flesh to replace our hearts of stone. Help us to be tender towards our brothers and sisters. Show us the right way to walk. There is so much division in your body of believers, so many things that divide us right now, Abba. There are issues for which you, in your word, instruct us to divide over and break fellowship because of, Abba, especially those that don't guard your covenant so that we are not led astray with them. Please guide us in these separations that we would not be dividing over things that should not divide us. Abba, we desire fellowship with you and with each other. There are many of us that are unsure of where we should be during the upcoming feasts, Abba. We are so scattered throughout the earth, and many of us without local fellowship. Please guide your people. Teach each of us where you would have us to be, that we could rejoice before you as we are commanded. Give each of us a heart for praise and worship, and a heart of forgiveness and mercy toward others. We need our shepherd to lead us. We have all gone astray and are trying to find our way back to your sheepfold. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh, in your great name and authority. In Matthew 23:39, Yeshua said, Ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of Yahweh. And again, Luke 13:34, Yeshua said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which kills the prophets, and stones them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen does gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Luke 13:35, Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, you shall not see me until the time when ye shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of Yahweh. Please, Abba, don't leave our houses desolate. Don't leave your house in Jerusalem desolate. Gather us under your wings as the hen gathers her chicks. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh. Blessed is he that comes in your name, O Yahweh. We look forward to the day when Yeshua our King, Master, and Bridegroom returns in your name and authority to gather and shepherd us, your people, and rules and reigns over the entire earth from Jerusalem in righteousness, with right ruling and justice. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. As promised, now we will continue our series of studies regarding the upcoming fall feasts and the 40 days of repentance, which we are now in on Yahweh's biblical calendar. I will not be reviewing everything we have learned so far again this week, as we have been doing every week until now. Instead, please go to our website at www.hiswordheals.com and listen to our previous broadcasts for free, which cover some very interesting aspects and biblical parallels regarding the total solar eclipse that took place across the U.S. just a couple weeks ago on August 21st, marking the beginning of the last 40 days of repentance leading up to Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement and Judgment. Instead, this week, I want to focus on repentance. How should we repent? How did the great men and women of the biblical record repent? Do we truly understand the gravity of sin and unrighteousness before our righteous and set-apart Creator, and of the mixing of pagan worship with the worship of Yahweh, causing Him to appear as a common sun god in the eyes of the world? Allowing the murder of unborn babies in their mothers' wombs and the oppression of widows and the poor in our communities? If we truly understood the gravity of the enormous pit of sin that our people and our nation have been allowed to sink into, we would be on our faces in sackcloth and ashes, fasting and weeping. We need to pray that Abba reveals these sins to us and uncovers that which has been hidden, that He would open our eyes to see these abominations and sins as He sees them. Yes, we are forgiven because Yeshua took our punishment, but our hearts should be burdened nonetheless for those that are still mired in these sins and are drunk with the wine of Babylon. We should be grieved by the defamation of our Creator and King. In Ezekiel 9:4-6, Yahweh told one of his messengers to go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And to the others he said in mine hearing, Go ye after him through the city, and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women. But come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house. Likewise, in Revelation 7:1-3, certain ones of Yahweh's people, Israel, including both natural and wild branches that have been grafted in, are sealed with the mark of Yahweh in their foreheads, and because of this mark are protected from His judgments that come upon the earth during great tribulation. And after these things I, John, saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Elohim. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Elohim in their foreheads. Then we are told in Revelation 9:3-6, "And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of Elohim in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was the torment of a scorpion when he strikes a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them." Ezekiel gives us a clear example of who will be sealed during this time of great judgment to come upon the whole earth. Those that sigh and cry at all the abominations that are done throughout the earth. Let not our hearts be hardened against seeing, crying, and repenting over those things that Yahweh calls abomination. Let us pray prayers of repentance as Daniel and David prayed. Daniel 9:4-19. O Yahweh, the great and dreadful Elohim, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you, and to them that keep your commandments, we have sinned, we have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts, commands, instructions, mitzvot, and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Yahweh, righteousness belongs unto you, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven us, because of our trespass that we have trespassed against thee. O Yahweh, to us belongs confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To Yahweh our Elohim belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against you. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh our Elohim to walk in your laws, your Torah, which you set before us by your servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed your law, even by departing, that we might not obey your voice. Therefore the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of Elohim, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words which he spoke against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing great evil upon us. For under the whole heaven has not been done as has been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before Yahweh, our Elohim, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore hath Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For Yahweh our Elohim is righteous in all his works which he does, for we obeyed not your voice. Now, O Yahweh our Elohim, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Yahweh, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let your anger and your fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach unto all that are about us. Now therefore, O Yahweh our Elohim, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate. For Yahweh's sake, O my Elohim, incline thy ear and hear. Open thine eyes, and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by your name, for we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercy. Yahweh, hear. O Yahweh, please forgive. O Yahweh, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake. O my Elohim, for thy city and thy people, which are called by thy name. Amen. Next week we will pray some prayers of repentance that King David prayed. King David was a man after Yahweh's own heart. He knew how to praise Yahweh, and he knew how to repent as well. We can learn a lot from him. Goodbye for now, and Yah willing, I look forward to praying in agreement with Yahweh's word with all of you again next week. Again, if this is your first time listening, please download and listen to our preceding programs at www.hiswordheals.com. Until next week, blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.